Reason of the Hope. First Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Reason of the Hope Ministries, working to give you the answers you need and helping you come closer to God. What's your reason? This past week, Stephen Jake John, a good friend of mine, passed away, and I had the opportunity to speak at a remembrance service for him at First Baptist Church of Marysville, and I thought it would be a good honor to Jake to post that as this week's podcast. So, here I am, speaking at Jake's memoriam. Hey guys, we've heard a lot of great stories about Jake tonight. I meant from inspirational to really funny stories. I meant, saw Mrs. John over there shaking her head like all the time because of some of the stuff that she obviously did not know about you until tonight. But our actions, they mean a lot more than we could ever imagine. I meant, I don't think for a moment Jake, if he was sitting here today, he would have thought the same exact thing about us. And there, I don't think he realized really how many people who he really touched. I meant, look around you, there's so many people here, and these are pretty much just the students. I mean, that's not even the adults or the younger people who are he touched in their lives. And I like to think about tonight what kind of impact that all of us have on others. I remember when Jake bought his camera, he became obsessed with taking pictures. And every event I went to with my camera, and I was taking little pictures, there was Jake over there with his camera, and he always had to show me every time that he had a Canon and how much better it was than mine. And but we started taking pictures at the Color Guard together. I even made a fancy little button that said Marysville Event Photographer. It was pretty cool, and he loved it. But anyway, we were going through the hallway, and we were trying to follow the guard, but we didn't have the little pass thing that you're supposed to have or whatever. And so he told me, okay, here's what we're going to do. When someone comes up, and if anyone asks us, we're just going to turn to them and say, do you know who I am? And then just walk away. And we're like, okay, we're going to do this. So we're walking down the hallway, and it actually ended up working out fairly well. No one ever said anything to us. But I'd like you all to think about that. Who am I? Who are you? I mean, you're someone special. Your smile makes someone happy. Just your simple presence will just lighten up people's day, just like Jake. I remember Jake's laugh. I mean, that was probably the best part about him. I mean, it wasn't like anything like crazy, but it was just a great laugh. And even when he wasn't laughing, you could kind of see it in his eye every once in a while when he wasn't trying to hide it. And I mean, I was even, during musical practice, there's this one scene where I had to talk to him, and the entire time, he did this like winking thing. He was like winking at me while I was trying to talk to him, trying to make me mess up. And you know, every time you just talked to him, you could see the smile in his eye. And also, who am I? You're intelligent. I meant, everyone has something that you're good at. I meant, Jake, he was good at pictures. He was amazing at flute, swimming. He was great at computers. Every time I had a question about new update for the iPod, Jake, I need something. And he was just really great at that stuff. And we all have something that we are really good at. And another, who am I? You're someone looked up to. I mean, if it's a brother or sister, cousins, friends, someone looks up to you. I know Jake had a lot of people who looked up to him, probably most of us here, all of us here. I remember even this morning, a lot of us, we were trying to fight over the getting the emotions out, and we're finally getting everything under control. But there was one group that didn't even, like, remotely close to having it under control. Are the freshman flutes here? Where's the freshman flutes? Where are you guys? Yeah, there they are. This morning, all the freshmen were walking by, and, you know, they were all kind of sad, but the flutes, they were just bawling their eyes out, I meant. And he really meant something to them. I mean, you could tell. And he meant a lot to everybody. I mean, he was just able to have people who could look up to him. He just had this way with talking to people that would just get it across. I teach trumpet lessons at the middle school, and there's this one time when, well, my kid, he can be a little crazy at times. And I don't remember what he was doing, but it was after lesson, he was doing something, and Jake, he figured he probably shouldn't be doing that, and Jake just let him have it. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen Jake acting like he was mad, but he can be pretty scary. And he was scared of Jake for a couple weeks after that. Every time we had lessons, he'd, like, look over his shoulder just to make sure he wasn't there. But another who am I? You are loved. I mean, we have people all around us that just love us that you'd never even expect, people we never even thought would show their love toward us. I mean, we all love Jake. I mean, that's why we're here tonight. And someone I know who loves every single one of us is God. I'd just like to share a couple verses with you that Jake would have heard. See, Jeffrey, a couple other of us who came to youth group, would always try to get Jake to come and stuff, and he would come to, like, you know, the corn maze, or he'd come to winter camp every once in a while, came to SWAT a couple times, and I'd just like to share with you a couple verses that he would have heard. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That whole verse is great, but I love the first part, "God so loved the world." I'd just like you to raise your hand. If you're in the world, can you just raise your hand? Hey, look, everyone's raising their hand. Perfect. Okay. Everyone's in the world. God so loved the world. God loved everyone. And God loves us, like, completely. Like, it's the most true love you could ever have. He created every single one of us, and therefore that would obviously make him want to love us. But there's something that separates us from God, and that's where Romans 3:23 comes in. "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And for all have sinned. Sin, I teach little kids over the summers, and we teach them, sin is anything you think, say, or do that breaks God's laws. And that's really what it is. It's anything that's a rebellion against God. We do bad things, lying, cheating, stealing, and everyone has done that sin. But Romans 5:8 says, "God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." See, God loves us so much that he sent his only Son down to earth, and he lived a perfect life, and he died on the cross so that we could be saved from our sins. And Romans 9:10 says that if you confess your sins with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, one believes on righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Just for tonight, I'd like you to bow your heads and close your eyes for a second. If you've never asked Jesus to save you from your sins, that is the most important thing that you could ever do. He died on the cross for our sins. He gave up everything so that we could be saved and not be eternally separated from him. If you've never done that, I'd encourage you to do that. Just if you would like to do that tonight, I'd like you to just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I know that I've sinned, and I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And I pray that you will forgive me of my sins, and I give my life up for you. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I'd like you to just look up at me real quick. And, okay, put your eyes back down now. And if you prayed that prayer and you sincerely believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and you want to be saved, then I would follow up on that. Go to a church or anyone who you know, even SWAT, our youth group, and there are people there who would love to talk to you more about your life with Christ. And so now I'm just going to close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for Jake and his life and how much he meant to all of us. And I just pray that you'll be with everyone in this room here while they grieve over him. I pray for you to be with his family, the Johns, that they will be strong in this time of loss and that you can show your love to them. And I just pray that you'll be with each and every one of us as we go through the rest of our lives, and just help us all remember Jake and to be able to never forget what he's meant to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening today to Reason of the Hope Ministries. I hope that you have learned something from today, and those of you who have known Jake, I hope he will continue to inspire you to make an impact on other lives. Thanks for listening to Reason of the Hope Ministries. I'm Kenny Steele. Keep defending your faith.